Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
It's a hell of a story. You want to share your story, too? Head to annaandraven.com. Jen, tell us your story.
Well, my amazing story is I decided to donate a kidney to a former kindergarten student of mine.
This is incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I think other people tell me it's incredible, and I'm like, yeah, it's not a big deal. But I guess giving away an organ, I guess, could be a big deal.
To the person that needs it, it's everything.
Totally a big deal. It was everything. I didn't jump into it lightly, but yep, she was a former kindergarten student of mine, and I stayed friendly with her. The donation actually happened. The surgery happened when she was in her early 20s, but we remained close. We remained friendly. And so she reached out. She was looking for donors. Family members stepped up, but unfortunately weren't able to donate for a variety of reasons. So I went ahead, got tested, and I was a match.
Wow.
I mean, I think about how great my kindergarten teachers were. And who knows if I had stayed in contact with them, what that would have been like, what that relationship would have came into.
You think they also would have given you a kidney?
I mean, they're just some of the nicest people, right? They have such an impact on the rest of your life, but you don't think that they're going to save your life.
So, Jen, how did it work? Did you go together in the hospital? I imagine you have to hold hands walking into the hospital doors. I don't know. How does it work?
Well, we didn't hold hands because we did go into two separate ORs, but we were together kind of in the beginning. We did take a couple of pictures before we went in for surgery. I mean, I went through a battery of tests just to make sure that I was healthy, to make sure my kidney was healthy. But once everything worked out, we went to surgery. She was in surgery a little longer than I was, but it was easy recovery. Yeah, we definitely spent some time together before, and then we were in the hospital. I got to go home. I was only in the hospital for one night. She stayed a little bit longer, but we definitely had some moments after surgery, hung out together, endured some pain. People made us laugh, and boy, that was not fun. We were in a lot of pain, and people were making us laugh.
I can imagine, like, you donate a kidney and you go home the next day.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. The surgery is so much. I think people hear a kidney donation and they think, I think back in the day, it was definitely a harder surgery on the donor, but times have changed and it's really easy. It was done laparoscopically. I was up walking around the next day. I stayed one overnight. I was home and, a little sore, but I was definitely feeling good. I think that's for me why sometimes when people say, oh my God, that's an amazing story. I'm like, no, it was easy. It was a piece of cake. It was that big of a deal.
It really is. And what did she say? Like when you said to her, you know what? I'll give you mine. You need one? I got an extra kidney right here. It's all yours.
The family was very, very excited. I didn't get tested right away. There was definitely a few months kind of went by because I think I had that my head around it. I think deep down I knew if I got tested, I would be the match. So I think I had to kind of get my head in the game. But once I got tested, they were very excited. They were always a little leery because you never know if going through the process you will get told you can't do it, whether it's for your own health reasons or the kidney's not a viable kidney. So I think everyone was always on pins and needles just until that actual surgery day is there and you're actually in the hospital waiting to go into the operating room because at any point, something could happen and that you might not be a donor. So everybody was on pins and needles. But once it happened, she was beyond the moon happy.
Jen, you're right. That's a hell of a story.
It's amazing to me that you felt fated about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing with us.
We want to hear your hell of a story, too. Go to annaandraven.com.